AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 40 million people are on the move this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA's Heather Hunter.
That's the highest level that we've seen since 2007, and we're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000, with 35.5 million Americans taking a road trip.
The weekend celebrations include parades, concerts, fireworks, and for Coney Island, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Here's Julie Walker.
The weigh-in is less of a formality and more of a fun time for those involved, including announcer George Shea.
They say that competitive eating is the battleground upon which God and Lucifer wage war for men's souls, my friends, and they are right.
Nella Zizzer from New Zealand thinks she has a shot in the women's division because she won a pizza eating contest.
I end up beating like 19 big men who are like already competitive eaters by three slices.
Last year's women's winner ate 34 hot dogs and the men's winner downed 61. Julie Walker, New York.
The owner and crew of a ferry in the Philippines faced possible murder charges in the death of 53 people after the ship capsized. Charles de Ledesma has details.
A Philippines prosecutor is set to review whether there's enough evidence to file murder charges against the MV Kim Navana's ferry owner, its boat captain, and 17 other crew members. Some passengers reported the boat had suddenly swerved to the right, possibly causing its cargo, including 80 sacks of cement, to shift to one side.
Greek voters are divided over whether to reject the demands of the international creditors or push for compromise. A yes vote in tomorrow's referendum could bring down the government, which is opposed to the budget cuts called for by other European nations and the International Monetary Fund. A no vote could force Greece out of the euro common currency. This is AP Radio News. Independence Day is the focus of the weekly addresses. Here's our Shirley Smith.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
President Obama praises the principles upon which the country was founded.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place.
On the Republican side, Texas Representative Will Hurd says America still has enemies who are against the very things we celebrate on the 4th of July.
Our principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they represent everything our enemies want to destroy.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Pro golfer Bubba Watson says he's going to paint over the Confederate battle flag on his General Lee car, which was used in the Dukes of Hazzard television series back in the 70s and 80s. Two-time Masters champ says he'll replace it with a U.S. flag. Watson bought the car at auction in 2012 for $121,000. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.